Arizona is on the verge of 25,000 COVID-related deaths since the pandemic began. And today, state health officials are reporting one of the highest daily fatality totals so far, adding 213 more to its dashboard. 14,160 more infections were also added, and the state has now passed 1.5 million cases. Embry Health, which has a large testing presence in the valley, is reporting a positivity rate of nearly 40% among the people it's tested in recent days. Those numbers look bad enough, but they don't tell the whole story. They don't include, for example, at-home rapid COVID tests that come back positive. And those at-home tests, which have been difficult to find, could become even more popular soon. The Biden administration recently announced its plan that requires health insurers to cover 8 such tests per person per month. And that will take effect on January 15th. At the same time, hospitals are struggling with staffing issues as their beds fill up. State health officials report they continue to be at or near capacity with 94% of inpatient beds and 95% of ICU beds filled. Chief Nursing Officer Sherry Stotler has spearheaded Valleywise Health's response to COVID from day one. She oversees a clinical staff of 1,300 at the county hospital system. So staffing is on the top of her duties and her mind. She's here today to talk about the latest efforts to find enough nurses to care for a growing caseload.
Well, you know, it's been challenging the whole time that we've been through this, but as this Omicron is picking up, it is just becoming where every day you're kind of struggling to cover all the needs. And, you know, and it doesn't hit just one discipline. You know, you're seeing it across from other support ancillary services as well as the nurses. So I think it's even making more of an impact during a time when we were already, you know, kind of struggling with the staffing, just as people were kind of transitioning, you know, thinking about, do I want to retire? Do I want to do something different? Or do I want to become a travel nurse? And so it's almost every day you kind of know what to expect because it seems like it's the same, but you can't seem to come up with a good solution to make it better.
Yeah. So you mentioned travel nurses there. I want to ask you about that. It seems to be one of the things that hospitals are turning to deal with surges like this. But that, of course, has caused its own issues in terms of being able to afford people, right? Tell us how this works, who becomes a travel nurse, what they do exactly.
So travel nurses have been around for quite a long time. So, you know, usually when somebody has a few years experience, if they kind of want to do something, you know, different. But what we're seeing is, you know, you had so many people that were part of your core staff go into being travel nurses. And then as that number got smaller for your core staff and smaller really for the traveler population, it's become harder and harder for us to be able to secure travel nurses just as the cost just keeps going up every time, you know, the shortage gets worse and worse.
So you can't find enough travel nurses at the same time you're seeing people leave to become travel nurses. Do they make more money that way?
Yes. While they're doing that traveler, they're going to make more money, an hourly, you know, salary as they're doing that. So that's kind of what I think attracted people kind of after the pandemic kind of kicked off. And so it gets harder and harder to keep your core people at the, what I'm going to call is, you know, the salaries that you would have been offering if people wouldn't all be traveling. So it's just almost like you can't right size the two. It's just such a vast difference.
How many Valleywise Health nurses have you lost because they've decided to take this route, become travel nurses?
You know, I suspect if we go across the system, and I have not ever went back and specifically looked to see why people were going, but I'm sure it's probably been in the hundreds if I look across the whole system, because we know that we're, you know, constantly having to bring in travelers to backfill the vacancies. So I suspect if I looked at it, it's probably a lot of that was what those vacancies were caused by.
So then you're losing those nurses to do this other job. Are you then replacing them with other traveling nurses, essentially?
Yes.
How do you, I guess
I know, it's like a vicious cycle. You're like, you can't get out of that feel of, you know, like it's hard to make things better because you just keep kind of going into this revolving. You're trying to make it better, but you can't seem to get that, what I always call, get a foundation to where you can build off of it.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you at ValleyWise are the public safety net hospital here. How do you compete against, attract traveling nurses compared to what they can make at a private hospital chain in the Valley?
You know, we do always look at what the rates are being offered in the community. We'll never be able to compete with the, you know, with the other bigger players in town that they can offer. But we have been somewhat lucky in the sense that, you know, we've received support through the state for what they call surge nurses coming in. And so we have been lucky that sometimes they've been interested in staying on with us, and we've been able to kind of keep them at the same rate that they came in with through the state. And, you know, sometimes people are just looking for a home, you know, as they're coming in. So we have been lucky to have people decide, well, they want to try and see how it is here, you know, if they decide they want to settle down. Mm-hmm. But it really is a struggle.
But at the same time, it's salaries, but you're also seeing the nursing workforce nationwide just burn out, right? Like people being really exhausted from this ongoing pandemic.
Yeah. And I think that's why we noticed it even as we were coming up into the holidays, which would make sense. You're going to want to take time off. So even a lot of the travelers would do their contracts up to, you know, a few weeks before the holiday starts, and then they'll take off for a period of time. But again, even doing that, you put more pressure on the people that have continued to work for the hospitals, you know, and be their core staff. So it becomes difficult to balance all of that, which I do believe leads to burnout, you know, leads to people, you know, it's just human nature that we're like, there's got to be something better. You know, this has been so stressful. I must be able to find something that's, you know, is not as stressful. So it just makes it more and more difficult to keep everybody at a place where, like you're saying, do not ultimately burn out or need to take, you know, just take time away from the acute environments.
Before I let you go, Sherry, one question about sort of the mitigation tactics that hospitals are taking as they see these staffing issues pop up. Dignity Health announced it will follow some new CDC guidance to allow staff to work after they've tested positive with COVID, if they have mild symptoms, if they wear an N95 mask for a certain amount of time. Is that something ValleyWise is having to do at this point because you need to keep people in the building?
You know, we haven't moved to that. I will say, you know, we have reduced some bed counts in some areas so you can redirect staff so that our staffing, you know, is the right staffing for the patient care. Mm-hmm. But no, we haven't moved into the different levels that CDC put out at this point. We have not.
All right. Sherry Stotler is the Chief Nursing Officer with ValleyWise Health, joining us to talk about what's happening with nursing and travel nurses in particular there. Sherry, thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate you taking the time and best of luck.
Thank you.